All right, welcome back. PMJ, I'm Greedy Eli. Time to talk a little NFL with our buddy Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News. Senior NFL writer at Vinny Iyer on Twitter. Vinny, what's up, man? How are you?
Good. How's it going, Javier?
It's good, my friend. It is good. And obviously, we had a bunch of playoff games over the weekend, bunch more coming up this weekend. And, you know, looking at some of these teams that I thought we maybe had a little bit of question mark going into the weekend is how they would respond in the moment and play. And obviously, Buffalo taking on New England for a third time was going to be an interesting matchup. And I'm not sure a lot of people expected Buffalo to crush New England the way they did. But, you know, since they did, and really the way Buffalo's kind of operated all year, where it's always felt like it's just like, you know, just missing. They're just not firing all cylinders, right? Like, one thing has been off. They haven't been exactly the same team. It's been hard for them to put everything together on the same day. And they certainly did that against New England. So when you look at how they took care of their nemesis, they took care of a team that's been a thorn in their side for 20-some-odd years, and to thump them like that and even, you know, bust out the humiliation play with throwing it to your old lineman, and when you're really getting your ass kicked, that's what happens. Do you think that will propel Buffalo? Like, do you think that's what they needed to play? Do you think they'll continue to play at a very high level? Do you think that's what they needed, or what's your feeling on them going into Kansas City?
Well, I think they should be very confident. This is essentially a pick-em game at this point, and they won pretty nicely there during the regular season. A lot of things happened after that game. They thought, okay, we solved Kansas City, but then they forgot to solve the Titans and struggled a little bit in the middle of the season, went through some lumps here. I think ideally they would wish this game was in Buffalo. That's what they thought was going to happen. So you have to go to this hostile environment, and Patrick Mahomes to the other side. I think the Chiefs kind of like this, right? I think a lot of the momentum is with the Bills right now. Just everyone's looking at them as the potential overall better team, the best in the AFC to get to the Super Bowl. But then you have this Bills team that can be disappointing at times and let down, and that it was very tough to play Kansas City in the playoffs. It's just a lot tougher than in the regular season because the Chiefs are intimidating. You saw what happened with the Steelers last week. Granted, the Bills are way better than the Steelers, but a lot of the focus, what we're talking about, is how the Bills beat the Patriots. But the Chiefs, was very interesting in that game, is that, yeah, Patrick Mahomes thrown for 400 yards again. You had all the receivers clicking with him. You had Jerick McKinnon add another dimension to the running game and out of the backfield that no one saw coming here for Kansas City. The defense is playing better. So this is a very experienced Dak team. The Bills are going to have to try to figure out a second time with more stakes here. So it's just going to be a fun game, lock and load. I think it just comes down to Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, who plays better, and that team is going to win. So I'm looking forward to it, and I think we might be seeing this matchup for several years to come.
You know, Vinny, similarly on the NFC side with the Niners, you know, beating L.A. in the final game of the season to clinch that playoff spot on the road, going into Dallas and, you know, kind of beating them up until the fourth quarter and Jimmy G throwing that pick, Shanahan completely switching up the game plan, you know, really almost cost them in my opinion. But, you know, the similar question that Hobbs asked you about Buffalo, you know, how confident are you in San Francisco now with those two wins under their belt going up to Lambeau in a, you know, a hostile environment in Green Bay?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult to win one more game here. Green Bay is just playing so well, and they have been for a long time when they've actually played players. So it's very difficult to go in there to win. I think the Packers have learned from the 49ers matchups before. Almost blew a lead in the regular season, did trail until Aaron Rodgers led that last-second field goal drive here for them. So Aaron Rodgers feels confident. I think getting Al Lazard as the legitimate number two to Devontae Adams helps. Looks like they've got Randall Cobb back this week. David Bakhtiari might be back this week. Defensively, they might have Za'Darius Smith and Jair Alexander. So the Packers team has played really well with a lot of those guys. I think they've fixed some things defensively that were issues last year and kept them from getting the Super Bowl. I think same thing from 2 years ago. So I think they're just a better overall team. And what I like about the Packers, yeah, Rodgers can carry them if they want, but don't be surprised if it's a lot of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon controlling this game, because that's, I think, the key to some of these teams. That you see the Bills, the Devin Singletary, the Chiefs, they run the ball with different guys. The Packers being able to pivot and run with Jones and Dillon, this is what's important. You have to be able to do that. Everyone's scared of the big plays. You you can do that, you can win. I think the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo can be a bit of a roller coaster ride. We're not sure about the shoulder injury on top of thumb, how he will react and play in this game. So I'm siding with the Packers just because of the way they're playing, and I think they've learned a lot from the last couple matchups.
Vinny, it was interesting watching Cincinnati, you know, first of all, overcome the history and win that playoff game and all the pressure and all the excitement that was going on in Cincinnati. And you know, they sat their guys in the final game, and they came out and scored a touchdown on the scripted drive to start the game. But, you know, then you saw they kicked four field goals, right? They weren't as fluent in the red zone as you might expect them to be. I think there was a little bit of, you know, I don't know, maybe a little bit of rust for not playing the week before, a little bit of, you know, excitement in the game that maybe sort of hampered them a little bit. But the other day, they kick the four field goals, they make them all, they make the plays they need to. The game ended up closer than it should have been with the amount of chances Cincinnati had, but they kind of get that game under their belt, right? They win that game, they go off to Tennessee, and I think it's going to be interesting. You know, we're watching Burrow here sort of evolve into, we don't know yet, but I think there's certainly reasons to believe that maybe he is truly great. And you look at their offensive line and what he has to deal with. I mean, you look at all these quarterbacks, he's probably behind the worst offensive line in the playoffs. It shows. He makes a million plays with his feet, even the touchdown that probably should have gotten called back on the whistle. That's all Joe Burrow finding time and making plays. So do you think that, with the flaws that they have, and they are certainly susceptible, especially against maybe Tennessee with the run defense, do you think we're seeing like the birth of maybe a guy that could take his team further than it should go, maybe a little earlier than we thought? Do you think Cincinnati can go into Tennessee and win this game?
Yeah, I think they can definitely go in and win. The biggest problem that Tennessee has, you know, all year long is their secondary. It's just not that good. So really the way I think it's laid out there for the Bengals, and kind of been what they've been doing in several weeks, is put the ball in the hands of Joe Burrow. Let's not try to play ball control with Joe Mixon. You can use Joe Mixon in the red zone as a guy that you can work in the screen game at times. And if you have a lead, use him to close out the Titans. But what when you just jump on this team, because the faster you jump up on them and take the lead, make some big plays, have some long drives, you get there with a 14-0 hole, you're going to feel pretty good about it. So even if you go up 7-0 and have them keep chasing you and you execute early well or execute well early in this game, you're going to feel good. So that's why I don't love this matchup for the Titans. You know, they have a decent pass rush. They have very good run defense. They can handle the middle of the field pretty well. But, again, if Joe Burrow can buy some time, those guys between T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd and Ja'Marr Chase, one of them is going to get open on every play somewhere in the middle of the field or stretching it. So I kind of like Higgins and Boyd being big factors this week because a lot of attention, you know, is going to be containing the big plays. Chase, Bengals can go on these long drives, finish them, very good red zone team as well. And I think the Titans are in trouble because, look, I don't see Derrick Henry being something that transcends what the Titans are because, quite frankly, they've run the ball really well just with two different guys when needed in the better matchups this season. So Derrick Henry, I think what he provides is a home run threat, but we've seen Dante Foreman and Dontrell Hilliard also reel off some long runs. So part of Tennessee's success is just being physical. They win the battles up front with the blocking, but they're not the best finesse team, if you will, where if you can get out in space with them and open field, you're going to have make some big plays. I think the Bengals will look forward to that this week.
You know, Vinny, probably the most disappointing finish to a season that we saw come to a close this weekend was Arizona. You know, starting out so hot and then finishing on the 1-5 record, and Kyler and Cliff Kingsbury really being no shows in that game overall. So, just, you know, what's your level of confidence in Arizona that the whole Kingsbury Kyler Murray thing, you know, not only is in a good spot right now, but ultimately will work out?
Well, I wrote there at Sporting News after the game. I mean, they have a lot of concerns there because they've got to figure out a lot of things in the season inquiry. I presume DeAndre Hopkins will be back and he's healthy. Rondo Moore, they invested second-round pick. But everyone else is a question mark. A.J. Green, Christian Kirk, Zach Ertz, your other tight end that got hurt that made them get hurt, and Max Williams. These guys are all free agents, James Conner and Chase Edmonds out of the backfield. You got one starting offensive lineman. This was the oldest team in the NFL in terms of average age going into the season. They got older as the season went on. And they kind of put some duct tape around some key positions for Murray and got the results. But I think what you need is another real receiver there that you can trust. I mean, Hopkins is a little slowing down now, so may not be the deep threat he once was. Kirk has been pretty good in the slot, so maybe you keep him. Moore can make some plays. But I think you could upgrade your offensive line and the interior a little bit more. I think you could look at maybe right tackle, see if you can make an upgrade there with an older player, Kelvin Beachum. So there are a lot of things the Cardinals need to change. Unfortunately, they don't have a lot of cap space. They have a lot of veteran money tied up. They acted kind of like a team that was all in versus a team that had a young quarterback they needed to build around. So I think what you're going to see is the Cardinals need to take a couple cycles here. It might take a while for them to be at the level they want with Cliff Kingsbury. The bottom line comes down to this: do they have the patience there to get there? If Steve Keim has like a 3-year plan to get the right players in place, maybe the Rams will be done by then. The 49ers will be a different team. Maybe Seattle is just way below at that point. I think that's what you have to think about the Cardinals. And I think people look at, can I get to the playoffs with a certain team? But that shouldn't be the only goal. It should be, can I get to the playoffs and build a Super Bowl champion and keep it on that trajectory? And I think the Cardinals may have fallen into the category where, okay, we've made it, but maybe that gives us a false sense of hope. And we've seen that before. We've seen that with a team like the Bears, where maybe they overachieved a little bit, made the playoffs, but they didn't really have a legitimate shot of winning in the playoffs. And that's what the Cardinals have to reassess all offseason long.
Vinny, what about Dallas here? Kind of lose again in disappointing fashion. Obviously, last year, Dak got hurt, so McCarthy kind of got a free pass. But this is a team that, you know, on several occasions, had historically high penalties in games that ultimately got them beat. They played horribly, took a million penalties against San Francisco. We all remember the Thanksgiving game, and I think their situation is exacerbated by the possibility of losing both of their coordinators through this hiring cycle. So how tricky is the situation in Dallas for Jerry and those guys? How much are they weighing the possibility of losing Moore or Quinn? Would they react to either one of those scenarios and move on from McCarthy and promote one of those guys? Do they write checks to those guys to keep them there? So generally, when you look at the landscape for Dallas coming off another bad loss in a big spot, how do you kind of dope out that situation? Ultimately, what do you think the Dallas Cowboys end up doing here?
Yeah, it's definitely tough because you had, on one hand, the Cowboys have struggled to get to this point where with complete domination, take care of business in the AFC East. So that was one thing that they needed to do, get back on track to do it. So the next level is, and we know Jerry Jones has high expectations, is how do you get through the divisional playoff kind of stumbling block they've had. They just can't get past that round and get in the championship game. I think you look at the NFC, they're one of three teams since 1995, Washington and Detroit being the others, that have not been to a championship game. So how do you break through that? What do you learn from some of the teams that have made it that far? What have they done well? Well, I think the one thing they do well is they all play defense at every level without giving up a lot of big plays. And Trayvon Diggs and Micah Parsons were special, but I think they masked a lot of problems. Their defensive line, they were effective with the rotation, but DeMarcus Lawrence isn't the same player anymore. You have a lot of liabilities elsewhere in your secondary that's beyond Diggs and the big plays with Anthony Brown and the safeties that kind of duct tape that together. So maybe there's some smoke and mirrors that happened there that the Cowboys felt a little bit better about what they were. Then you consider half of your wins come against, quite frankly, three pretty bad teams in your own division, and then you're pretty mediocre otherwise. So maybe it's a real assessment of what kind of team you have. But at the same time, McCarthy, Quinn, Moore, there's a lot of good things they did and positive vibes that came out of the season. So I'm not envying Jerry Jones because it's very tough when you finally break through for success, but it's not exactly what you want yet. But do you want to risk going backwards and changing things up here when you were so close to maybe moving on?
Vinny, we mentioned the coaching cycle here, and you know there's eight teams, if you include Vegas, that you know, are looking for a head coach, some, of course, looking for a GM as well. You know, maybe I'm wrong in thinking this, but to me it seems like this process has gone a lot slower than we've seen maybe in recent years. And I was just wondering, maybe, do you agree with me on that? And if so, like, why do you think that might be the case this year?
Well, I think maybe teams are trying to see if there's a big domino that will cause every other ones to fall here. I think that domino might be Jim Harbaugh to see if he's going anywhere. Then you had to think twice when Brian Flores was entering the pool. Those teams had to consider. Then the Texans got into the mix late here. So there's so many little factors working. I mean, you've had a timeline of firings that have lasted quite a while since the John Gruden resignation. So you just have to be patient. These are some marquee franchises, too. Don't forget, you have the Giants and Dolphins and the Broncos and the Raiders and on here, Vikings, too. But these are some important, critical jobs, and these teams don't want to mess it up. In a lot of these cases, the general manager was also dismissed, so you're trying to find the right fit there as well. So these teams are all want to get the hires right, and it's difficult. It's not an exact science. We know that you can find someone promising and they can totally fall flat. They could have one good year and not be good after that. So I think if it's such an important decision, you might as well take due diligence with it. Wait till the playoffs are over, because if Brian Daboll or Leslie Frazier or Eric Bieniemy, one of these guys, or Byron Leftwich, maybe someone pops up as a guy that you want more at the end of this run. So I think being patient is important, when, especially when a lot of good candidates are still doing their jobs for their current teams.
Well, Vinny, we always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you so much. It was a great playoff weekend. Well, it wasn't that great. It was all right, but it was still the playoffs. So hopefully we get a better one this weekend, my friend. We'll talk next week. Hope you have a good one.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Vinny, take care, bud. It's Vinny Hart from the Sporting News. I was going to ask him about the Tampa-LA game, but we ran out of time.
Oh, so, Hobbs.
Yeah.
I just received a Facebook message on the PM Jab that we played a Maggie Gray update.
Oh, I did?
That's unfortunate.
Oh, man.
Apologies.
Yeah, I have to apologize. I have to apologize. That's